play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. And by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
High School, the venue for a rather rare, but maybe in future times not so rare, Tuesday night game for the Galesburg boys basketball team. We anticipate these will become more frequent in the coming years ahead, as Steve alluded to in the pregame, with the IHSA changing the rules for high schools to schedule 31 games any way they want to do it. So that kind of lends itself to maybe not so many tournaments like the Streaks King Tournament and more individual games like a non-conference game like this one. Steve Cheeseman, welcome back. Happy New Year. And what do you look for three keys in tonight's game?
You know, I've used consistency, and I'm going to continue to. Now, within that...
So you are consistent as well.
Yes. 10 days off. Coach talked about really working on some things, polishing some things up, shoring some things up. Let's hope that we see some results with that. And one of those things would be to play a more intelligent, making good decisions, especially with fouls, decisions with the ball, those kinds of things. And then finally, our ability to finish quarters, to be able to score with the last shot, to be able to defend their last possession, and so on. And again, we've got to also, and this is a little 3B, and this is really important, they're great shooters. We got to be able to make shooters drivers, driver shooters, push them out a little bit, contest their shots, all of those things that make it more difficult to be a shooter.
Silver Streaks are changing up the starting lineup a little bit here tonight. And part of that, Quade Anderson missed a day of practice to go on a college visit. So, you know, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. If you miss practice, you don't get to start. But he might not have started anyway. And here's why I say that. Mitchell Sampson gets to start tonight. Mitchell really took big steps forward from what we saw at the Taylorville tournament. And we felt, I mean, what we saw from Mitchell, I think it was what a lot of us knew Mitchell could do. It was just a matter of when he was going to get the confidence to really, and we feel like he took a major step forward at Taylorville. How much does getting the start for somebody like a Mitchell Sampson, or somebody who's been starting and not starting, and tonight, in the case of Quinn Anderson, Eric Price, how much does that play into a high school player's psyche?
Every player's different with that, but it's an honor to start, and Mitchell has earned that. He's done a great job on both ends of the floor. Get him comfortable here, and then let's see where he goes. I'm confident he's going to do a great job. And Quinn has shown that he can come off the bench.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll get minutes. And as a coach, we always said it doesn't matter who's out there. It's the minutes you play and when you play them, and everybody's important, and we have got a better and better bench here in the last couple of weeks, and we need that, and Quinn will certainly add to that coming off the bench.
Well, Quinn, I mean, talk about a player playing with confidence. Quinn's coming off that career high against IBC when he had 23 in the last game of that Taylorville tournament. So despite the 3-2 record that the coaching staff and fans were a little disappointed with coming out of Taylorville, there were a lot of real positives as well. And, you know, there's two guys right there who we look at who could be huge contributors for this team and need to be.
Lots of things learned in that kind of tournament. There were a lot of positives, absolutely a lot of positives that we learned there, and that can add to our arsenal both defensively and offensively as we go toward the second half of the season to get ready for tournament time.
Ready to get this game underway about 15 minutes after the scheduled start time. The sophomores won tonight 72-45. The game was tight at halftime, and the sophomores really opened it up in the third quarter. And Morton wins the tip. with Barrick Olden at 6'6 in the midcourt with Jalen McCanson into the hands of 5'9 senior Eric Hansen, who will play the point. Watch out for Jarrett Kreider. He was a big problem for the Silver Streaks last year, and he and Nick Fields are doing real battle already as Kreider trying to get open up around some screens. Here's a jumper from the outside. Won't go down for Olden. I think if he's going to shoot three-pointers like that all night long, the Streaks would be happy with it. Jalen McCants with the rebound. Here's Nick Fields on the dribble, working his way left to right. McCants comes out high for the pass. Now Mitchell Sampson with it on the left wing. Again, Sampson starting tonight at the off-guard spot. Endoff also getting a start as Mike Reynolds has juggled this starting lineup as much as we've seen him do in his 11 seasons. He likes to be consistent with the starters. And here's Keith Cunningham with a three-pointer from the right wing that's very soft off the rim. Just kind of
big-time shooter's roll there. He got a good backspin on it, bounced around, and fell in.
3-0, Silver Streaks out early. Here's Kreider with it. He scored 20 in the 51-47 win at Galesburg last December. We're talking December of 2017, last season. And Kreider is a driver, a slasher. He gets to the free throw line. Here's a drive from the outside. Hansen with a turnaround. Got Keith Cunningham to bite on the fake. Jumped up into the air, and then Kreider just turned to his right and put it up and in with the right hand.
They did a great job of running offense there, making three, four, five passes. And, you know, we're going to have to guard through possessions to be successful.
And trying to drive around Olden. Gets into the lane, and a blocking foul called on the arm. There was a man fronting Endoff guarding the lane, but I think it's Olden who gets called for the slap on the arm, and that'll put Justin Endoff to the line on the first foul on 6'6 senior Barrick Olden.
Brad, we've seen in the last three or four games how much more Justin has been aggressive to the basket, and it certainly adds another weapon to his game and to our offense.
And as good as a free throw shooter as we know Justin is, if he can penetrate and attack the basket more, that will only help his numbers there as well.
And when you look at our stats, that's an area we dominate in field goal percentage, three-point field goal percentage, but our free throws are very similar, and you're going to get more free throws by being aggressive to the rim.
Streak started off great in that category through the first four games of the season back at the Thanksgiving tournament, but it's definitely evened out since then. On the outside, Riley Richards penetrates, gets cut off, kicks it out. This is Olden with it, trying to go backdoor, and Endoff cuts it off, steals it away. Mitchell Sampson on the break, pulls up on the wing. Skip pass left side and intercepted by Hansen. It was a telegraph and just waited too long on the pass. Hansen to the free throw line, stops, hesitation dribble down the right side, cut off by Cunningham's length, kicks it out, now gets it right back on the wing. On the right wing, Hansen dribbles it back out, working his way left toward the top of the arc. Now Kreider around the screen. Got to the outside, pass and a drive, and a block by Jalen McCants. McCants comes up with it. One on three, down the lane, left side, up and in. And the Streaks take a 7-2 lead.
And that's a good job there by Jalen, making the block and then going about 75 feet and scoring on the other end.
Up top, coming out for the pass, Grant Goodeman. Now Riley Richards. Down low it goes to Olden. Gets inside of Mitchell Sampson. Misses the shot. Misses the follow. Gets a third shot attempt and gets fouled from the backside. And Olden, using that length to get a couple of offensive rebounds, benefits at the free throw line with Keith Cunningham's first foul.
And he was relentless there getting to the offensive glass and got rewarded with free throws.
7-2 is the Galesburg lead here early. 5:14 to play first quarter. We're just underway. Oh, they're going to say he's not in the act of a follow-up shot, so he does not get free throws.
I don't know how that was, but nevertheless, we'll take that.
And now the Streaks called for a foul, trying to battle through a screen, and they're going to call Nick Fields on that one. And the middle of the first of the game on Fields. So one on Cunningham, one on Fields. No time went off the clock. Morton inbound from the left of its own backboard, tossing it out high, throwing it into the backcourt, and chased down by Hansen under the Streaks' basket. Nobody for Galesburg gave chase, so now Hansen will bring it back across midcourt by himself. Cunningham picks up the defense there and a foul away from the ball, and this time an illegal screen, and they're going to call Kreider. So that's his first. So probably their two biggest offensive threats, Kreider and Olden, each with a foul for Morton, and that's the Potter second turnover. Fields on the inbound to Sampson, McCants, Cunningham, and Endoff. 3 minutes into this opening quarter. 5-point Galesburg lead early. Fields up the near sideline. Now McCants coming out high for the pass, trying to shake and bake his man. Goes back door to Fields, and a bad pass thrown too low for Nick to try to come up
tough
with that.
Tough pass to get through there, and I'd like to see Jalen there work on getting to the rim there and see if we could pick up a second quick foul there on Olden.
Two turnovers each. Morton back on offense. Kreider bringing it across midcourt. coming out high for it. Richards to the left side, back to Kreider. Pump fakes, drives, Fields catches up, cuts him off. Now Kreider with it, wasn't ready for the pass, but it deflects to Olden in the far corner. Brings the pass back out high. Now the jumper right side, 17-footer, missed it. Wouldn't go down for Richards. Jalen McCants with his third rebound already for the Streaks. Leads the break to Cunningham, and a blocking foul called on Kreider as Cunningham received the lead bounce pass from McCants in the lane. And I think, and Kreider stayed straight up, I think he might have drawn the charge, but he was kind of leaning backwards as Cunningham made contact.
And I felt like, Brad, that he didn't get there in time, and I watched the official anticipate that. And that's a fine call by the official there. He saw ahead of time and anticipated what was going to happen there, and that's a good call there.
Keith doesn't make the first free throw, so the Potters floor leader, Jarrett Kreider, heads to the bench with two fouls, 4:23 in two. With 4:23 left to play here in the first quarter.
And he's extremely important to them on both ends of the floor.
Cunningham can't take advantage, though, missing both free throws. 7-2 Galesburg, 4:15 to go here in the first quarter. Olden up top. It's Jack Brennan, a 6-foot senior, into the game, replacing Kreider. To the right side, Olden shoots over Sampson, nearly airballs a 14-footer. Jalen McCants with his fourth rebound for the Streaks. Tries to lead pass on the bounce to Keith Cunningham outside of his outstretched arm. And these are the kinds of cleaning things up that Mike Reynolds is talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you got it out of your mouth faster than I could. We play outstanding half-court defense. Work hard, get a poor shot or a shot that we'd like them to take. One shot, limiting them to, and then come down and turn the ball over in an unforced turnover. We've done that twice in a row.
Here's Quinn Anderson's first action of the first quarter as Nick Fields takes a seat. Olden trying to go up and under, but Sampson keeps with him. Good defense. Pass to the outside. Hansen drives, and a block by Jalen McCants. Picked up off the floor by Cunningham. Keith leads the break. Down the lane. Misses the right-hander, but the rebound back up and in by McCants. And the Streaks lead 9-2. Hansen on the right side. Up top to Olden. Passes it left side with Goodeman coming out for the pass. And a whistle will be a hold foul call. A little hand check. Reach in. And a foul called on Endoff, I think.
Yeah, that's going to be the foul on Justin. Outstanding defense thus far by Mitchell Sampson on Olden. He's really doing a good job making him work for everything, pushing him out another step, contesting all shots. He's doing all the little things that are necessary to really give him fits defensively.
Well, a lot of movement by Morton in the half court. They really have players cutting, knifing, setting screens. Here's Hansen with a jumper, hits the front of the rim, but the loose ball rebound on the floor collected by Brennan. And the Potters get another crack at it. Up top, Brennan trying to curl around, leaves it off for Olden. Now they have a little cutter from the left side, leave it off underneath, and up and in by Brennan on the lead pass by Riley Richards. And that ends a long scoring drought by Morton. Streaks lead is 5, 2:45 to go first quarter.
One of their strengths, finding the open man. They got an easy layup out of it.
Mitchell Sampson on the left wing. Dribbles once, a couple of times to the right. Now coming up out top for it, Cunningham. Got partially blocked on the three. Olden got a hand on it. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It should go back to the Streaks. And now we're going to have one official
that
from the outside overrule. The man underneath, the referee underneath the basket was going to give it back to Morton, but the shot did get blocked, so the Streaks get it back, and that's the right call.
Correct call there, and outstanding in terms of making that call.
Jalen McCants will inbound from the right of his own basket. Eric Price has checked in for the Silver Streaks, replacing Endoff. Sampson, left side, Quinn. Cut off, trying to work his way left to right into the lane. Now Cunningham has it. Up top to Price. Eric dribbles left. Dribbles it back behind him to Anderson. Quinn with a little crossover. Cut off at the free throw line. Left wing, Jalen McCants. Dribbles right. Squares up for three. Got it. Jalen can knock that down. He doesn't have to shoot it much. And he's got a pretty good percentage from perimeter range. He's got 7 in the first quarter. The Streaks lead 8, 12-4.
And that's a good decision there. Wide open, he felt it. And that also opens up the driving lanes for him as he can get to the rim a little easier as he keeps him honest with that.
Parker Kuhn, a 6'1 sophomore, has checked into the game for Morton. He has it now on the right elbow. Gets it down low to Olden. Skips it back out. Free throw line. Richards dishes it out. Hansen drives. Contact drawn by McCants as Hansen did a nice job of altering his body position in the lane to draw the foul on McCants and protect the ball. So that's the first of the game on McCants. 4 on the Silver Streaks, minute 46 to go first quarter.
They're very good in the half court. They move the ball beautifully. We guarded throughout the possession, late into the possession, but they were still successful in getting that kind of shot and us fouling.
Hansen knocks down the first free throw. He's got 3 of Morton's 5 points here in this opening quarter. Second one on the way and good as well. Streaks lead is 6, 12-6. under a minute 40 to go here in this first quarter. Tough non-conference game for the Silver Streaks to open up the 2019 portion of the schedule. Anderson, just inside the arc left side, pulls it back out, works his way to the right elbow, and he stutter stepped. Tried to stop, picked up his dribble, and dragged the pivot foot. Four Galesburg turnovers now.
Nick Fields going to come back into the ball game for Quinn.
Certainly our thoughts with Nick Fields' family.
Yeah, I was going to say, Nick Fields, grandfather Joe Vega, passed away. What a wonderful guy, a wonderful family. Our condolences to Nick and his family and Julie Fields, Mark Fields, and certainly Mrs. Vega. Great person and great fan. He will be missed.
I know Nick's got to be playing with a heavy heart tonight, but he's a gamer. He'll play through it.
That's what the Fields do.
Yep.
All those boys have been outstanding athletes and are gamers.
Here's a great move there. Cutting in from the right wing, curls around through the lane, gets to the left side of the bucket, and then flips it up with a right hand, kind of back behind his shoulder. And the lead is down to four now for the Silver Streaks, and Hansen's provided a spark. Here's Price on the right side, works his way into the lane, turn around, back steps, and jumps it in.
Playing the low post, nice little turnaround jump shot, using his size advantage there.
6-point Galesburg lead, 14-8. First points for Price off the bench for the Silver Streaks. Hansen on the outside, guarded by Fields. Up the left sideline, Richards dribbles back toward the arc, coming out high for the pass, Kuhn. Parker Kuhn switches to the left hand with the dribble, backs up toward the midcourt circle. Now coming out for the pass, Brennan with it on the left side. Just inside the top of the arc, Richards hands off to Olden. Everybody's touched it on this possession for the Potters, wearing the home white and the red.
Spread a little bit here, and they're going to play for one shot.
Down to 17, down to 15 seconds to go now. Glancing back at his coach, Riley Richards.
We can't blink, Brad. We can't blink. We've got to be able to guard through the possession.
Now Olden comes out high for it with six to go. Gets it on the give and go, and they threw it behind him. Miscommunication on the pass. Right side Richards, left side to Olden, trying to cut left side toward the lane, and they threw it behind him out of bounds. And the Streaks get it back, three-quarters the length of the court to go.
Set a little flare screen there to give him a jump shot on away. And a good job again by Mitchell Sampson staying with him.
3.1 seconds to go.
Plenty of time here.
Fields on the inbound to McCants. Brings it across half quarter, heaves it, and as he fires it up, it hits one of the girders coming off the ceiling up top and falls well short. 14-8 Silver Streaks. Good start for Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Certain professions require certain footwear, and Breedlove's gets that. For CNAs, nurses, or anyone who spends a lot of time on their feet, you'll want to check out their Dansko, clogs, or Allegria options. At 10% off every single day, Breedlove's offers Red Wing work boots and Timberline steel and soft toes at 15% off every single day. And they carry a host of other customer-favorite brands like Sass, Merrell, and Sperry's. Head to Breedlove Sporting Goods, shoes, and boots in downtown Kewaunee, or go online anytime to breedlovesports.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone at Morton. Silver Streaks lead the Potters 14-8, and something we saw that you thought about earlier tonight, Steve, that came into play right at the end of the quarter.
The old coach and me, and I haven't been over here in terms of coaching since I was with Dave Peck, the really fine basketball coach that we had in the 80s, and that's been 30 years. And I saw, the first thing I saw, it reminded me of the low ceiling where it's going to make it difficult to throw in shots from a distance or pass a long baseball pass here, and we saw that right there.
Taylor McCants tried to heave one up from about 30 feet, and he put so much arc on it. It hit one of the beams hanging down from the ceiling. He gets it down low on a feed and an entry pass from Endoff, and it's blocked out of bounds by Olden. Gets a little nice cheer from the Morton faithful, but the Streaks get it back on the out-of-bounds dead ball rebound. Fields to inbound along with Endoff, Price, McCants, and Sampson on the floor to start the second quarter. 14-8 is the Galesburg lead. Endoff on the wing, pulls it back out to Price between the circles. Eric switches hands with the dribble, squares up, top of the arc, passes it away to Mitchell. Sampson drives, gets to the low blocks, and another block by Olden. He had two of them on that possession, and the rebound by Goodeman for Morton.
And a strong move there. He just great defense by Olden.
A clear out on the right side. Olden passes it away. Gets it to Richards. Now back up top to Olden. The Sampson stays with it. I'm going to talk about that defensive matchup here in a moment. We're just underway in the second quarter. 6 points is the Galesburg lead. The give and go to the outside. Ollie Steffen drives in. The junior cut off on the baseline. Passes it back out. Olden works around a screen from Richards. Misses the jumper. Long rebound comes back out to him. Scoops it on the way up. Ball gets knocked out of Jalen McCants' hands. He chases down the long rebound. McCants drives. Dishes. Sampson. Back to Fields. Nick pulls up in the lane. Little teardrop shot won't go down. Rebound deflected out to the far baseline to Kuhn. And Morton slows things down here a little bit. Olden will walk it into the front court.
And again, they're continuing to play without Kreider here. And I think that as long as they can stay within striking distance, you know, they're not going to put him back in for the possibility of getting his third foul.
Riley Richards misses a jumper from the high post. Jalen McCants comes down with his 7th rebound of the game. He leads the break into the front court. Skips it left side. Fields.
Good
no look.
Pass
left
there.
Corner. Mitchell off the back iron from three. Tip pass or tip rebound from McCants out to Fields. And the Streaks get another track at it. Here's Endoff with a long three. That doesn't go. Fields with the rebound. And the Streaks will reset. Price with it now between the circles. Eric lost the handle on the dribble. Scooped up off the floor by Morton. Kuhn drives it into the front court. Passes behind him. Lobbed to the inside. Richards has to save it. And throwing out of bounds on the far side of the court as he had to balance on the baseline and try to save it. And that's going to get Eric Hansen back into the game to control the dribble for Morton.
I know one of the things that we wanted to work on and that both you and I noticed, our transition defense of getting back. Still need work, but we're much better that time, and that allowed us to get the turnover as we covered up.
Silver Streak shot very well in the first quarter, 5 out of 8, but they're 0 for the second quarter. Here's a turnaround jumper by Price in the lane. That one goes in and out, and Barrick Holden with the rebound. As they've started off cold here in the second quarter, I've got them, what, Steve, 0 for 5. After going 5 for 8 in the first quarter. Still lead by 6, though. Here's an entry pass to Richards. Turn around, banks it in, and gets fouled. Nice little find to get Riley Richards open on the right side of the lane. That's the first basket of the second quarter for either team, and it's an and one for the Potters on the second foul on Justin Endoff.
And that's something you can't teach. That's a veteran ball club knowing how to find their teammates, where they're going to be. It's almost like having a sixth sense basketball-wise, and you can see that Morton does that, and that's going to be a mark of a good ball club.
Jared Kreider out at the 4:23 mark of the first quarter for Morton. And they are within 3 with 5:14 to go. So as you just indicated, Steve, as long as they can stay close. And now Endoff airballs a 3. Price gets the rebound underneath, and he can't hit the follow from under the basket. And the Streaks continue to fail to knock down any shots here in the second quarter. 0 for 7 now.
We had a tough second quarter last year against them that proved to be our demise. Let's hope that's not the way it's going to be here tonight.
Illegal screen set away from the ball.
That's going to be his second.
Yeah, second foul on Barrick Olden now. And can Coach Matt Franks afford to have both of them on the bench with 2 fouls?
He's going to make a substitution here, and we need to be able to put the hammer down here and take advantage of this.
So the 6'6 senior Barrick Olden is out. Their floor leader, Jared Kreider, who just surpassed 1,000 points in his career with a big win over Rock Island on Saturday, are both on the bench with 2 fouls, 4:47 and counting here in this first half. Entry pass. And then Jalen got kind of thrown off his game there and just had to flip one up with the left hand, and that one was off the mark. Parker Kuhn with a rebound.
We have to sense this advantage here and take advantage of it.
Up top, Riley Richards. So he continued to play tough defense in the half court.
And they run multiple offensive sets here to free people up here. They're very good in the half court.
Here's Eric Hansen with it up top between the circles, working his way right.
And they'll be very, very happy to run clock here to try to shorten the game while their 2 stars are on the bench.
And Eric Hansen with a dribble drive in from the right wing. And a little hand check foul called on Nick Fields. So that's 2 on Fields, 2 on Endoff now. And the Streak's starting to find a little foul trouble with 4:07 to go in this first half. 16 foul. 14-11 is the Galesburg lead. A jumper left side to tie it, and they do. Goodman got an open look, knocked it down from the wing, and we're tied at 14. First time the Streaks have not had the lead in this game, and a timeout called by Mike Reynolds. And he wants a
Looks like a 30-second one.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. 30-second timeout. So we can thank Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Morton tonight. See, I didn't even ask you what we're driving tonight.
It is a Nissan Rogue 2016, about 25,000, I think it was. A beautiful car, very well taken care of. Drives, you know, out in an outstanding way, and we had a lot of wind, and it handled very nicely on the way over here on Interstate 74.
I want to remind you about the incredible lifetime warranty on the powertrain that's available through Galesburg Nissan. That's any new vehicle and any used vehicle of 80,000 miles or under, which this one certainly qualifies for. There's a tremendous selection of certified pre-owned. There we go. At Galesburg Nissan, check it out. Home of the lifetime warranty at the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
I'm going over to pick it up tonight, getting to talk to J.D. Putnam, an old Knoxville athlete, outstanding, a great salesman there, and Dylan Klink, one of my outstanding Legion players. A lot of fun.
When Anderson misses a jumper inside the top of the arc.
We're cold, to say the least, here. Boy.
And a chance for Morton to take its first lead of the game. Streaks are missing a huge opportunity with those two leaders for the Potters on the bench in foul trouble here in this first half. 3.5 minutes to go, second quarter of a tie ball game. On the outside, Riley Richards is going to pull it back up near midcourt, and a foul away from the ball. No, a three-second lane violation. That called against Grant Goodeman. Fifth turnover on Morton. That's two games in a row we've seen a lane violation.
And they're setting up a double stack at the high post, and they're going to be in the lane there, and that was a little bit too long, a call you don't see often, but they're appropriate.
Take it back. It wasn't IVC that it happened. I think it was Taylorville. They were going to pull the ball out in that tournament game, and somebody planted in the lane. Lost track of time. Jalen McCants misses a line drive three-pointer. Not getting any offensive.
No, and we're either. One shot. We're not getting a lot of ball movement, a lot of rhythm to our offense here, and we're panicking a little bit on the offensive end, trying to take advantage here. And we need to settle down there on the offensive end.
0 for 10 in the second quarter of the Silver Streaks after a 5 of 8 first quarter. Here's Price with a steal. Leading the break. In from the right side. Puts it up with the left hand.
Needed that big time there.
2:42 to go in the first half. The Streaks finally get their first basket of the second quarter and regain the lead at 16-14. Now Price kind of slips a little bit as he tries to cut off Eric Hansen. And then Hansen with the ball behind him. Eric just kind of stuck the arm out.
Yeah, not the kind of foul there. 40 feet from the basket that Eric wants to commit. And it puts him at the foul line here. Yep. And that gives them an opportunity to score easy points instead of without their scores having to work for things.
Hansen at the line looked very good in the first quarter. He's got 6 points in the game, 6 of their 14. And they'll shoot a 1-1 here on the 7th team foul in the Silver Streaks. 2:33 to go in the first half. And he missed it. Just wouldn't drop down. Rolled around and fell off. Price got the rebound. Streaks with a chance to build on the lead. Eric down the left side of the line. Jump stop. Kicks it out. Left corner. Anderson missed it badly, but the offensive rebound put back won't go for McCants. Jalen with another rebound. Tries to bat it out to Endoff, and it goes over Justin's head out of bounds.
And that's frustrating there. We did a lot of good things there, but just couldn't find our balance and turned it over. And we've got to just continue to guard here and see if then this last 2 minutes we can finish the quarter strongly and go on a little mini run here.
Coaches always say you shoot the ball well, makes everything look great.
Absolutely. And when you don't, it's just the opposite.
We're just trying not to overlook the great defense the Silver Streaks are playing, but the
really
offensive end has been really frustrating.
Them to 16 points here for half almost.
2 minutes to go. Here's a dribble drive down the lane, kick out to Richards, back up top to Goodman, driving around Cunningham down the lane. Missed the shot, couldn't hit the drive. Eric Price with his third rebound of the quarter. Feeds it into the right corner. Endoff cut out, gets it back up. Long three by Eric, and he hit it. He was way out there.
Big time to the volleyball and NBA three there in terms of its length.
Now a 5-point lead for the Silver Streaks forces a Morton timeout with a minute 39 to go in this first half.
And I can't say enough how important it's going to be to finish this half in a big way. We've got to continue to guard down here, make them work hard. They don't have their scores in. And then come down here and convert and have an opportunity to extend this lead here to give us a little bit of breathing room. Not a comfortable breathing room area, but nevertheless give us a little bit of breathing room, because you certainly know the coach, Franks, is going to turn those kids loose here in the second half to begin the second half. But again, they're going to be coming in with two fouls.
I've got the Silver Streaks 2 of 14 shooting the ball in the second quarter. How many shots do you have for Morton in this quarter?
And they only have 6 shots this quarter.
That's
and we've out-rebounded them double, 11-5. So, again, stats, you can make them do anything you want, but certainly we have the advantage.
Here's a dribble drive in from the right side and a good feed, but a good job
good
by Riley Milan.
Riley Milan there defensively.
Yeah, end of the game at that timeout break, and he prevented Brennan from getting the easy
good
layup.
Good substitution by Coach Reynolds there to get a shooter in here in this last minute of the quarter.
Hanson. Get past right side Richards. Inside the arc, passes it back up top to Kunu. Backs up toward the half-court line with a minute 10 to go in this first half. 19-14 Galesburg, low-scoring half. Again, Morton's two big offensive players on the bench with foul trouble. Hanson driving in from the right side. Gets the shot up over a couple of silver streaks. Hangs on the back of the rim and drops through, cutting the streaks lead to three. Entry pass, Cunningham, up and in.
Good nice pass by McCann.
Nice body control by Keith up in the air to hang on to that
good
ball and get it
by.
In.
Good finish by Keith inside. Now we're in a press. After that, we're going to give him a turnover maybe.
Nope, Hanson
probably gave up on it.
Save it on the sideline, and then McCants bats the pass out of bounds on the baseline, and Morton will have to inbound it again and take it the length of the court. Down to 40 seconds to go in the half.
1-2-1-1 here. See if we can get a turnover here and certainly make them play faster or play out of their comfort zone.
I think Morton has to feel very fortunate to be
absolutely
down only five
be down
here.
By five with their two best players on
deflected
the bench.
Pass on the inbound. Streak steal it. Cunningham down the lane and a blocking foul called as Cunningham went up for the shot. Acted as if he was going to scoop it and pass it away. There was nobody to pass it to. He came down with it. They called the blocking foul and
got a break there.
Yeah, I really think so. I don't know how you go up with the ball and come down with it and not get called for traveling. It didn't happen, and Keith Cunningham's going to get.
And Keith was trying to make a play, just got a little bit too aggressive,
yep.
But got out of it.
Fifth team foul on Morton. Cunningham to the line, hits the first free throw. He missed two back in the first quarter. 6 points in the half for Cunningham. 6 points is the Galesburg lead now at 22-16. Milan out, Sampson back in. As the Streaks try to go a little bit more defensive-minded here with 37 seconds to go in the half, leading by six.
And they have Kreider and Olin back in here to try to get offensive players and maybe what they'll will be their last possession here.
Cunningham makes both. The lead is seven for the Silver Streaks. Hanson will walk it across midcourt with 30 seconds to go as we wind down the first half. Sophomores won tonight by 27. Varsity, despite not shooting well here in the second quarter, with a seven-point lead on the road in a tough environment in many years.
Look for Kreider or Olden here to get this last shot. So coming off of a screen and probably a drive to the basket.
Kreider lurking on the left wing. A screen by Olden.
He's now a creator.
It, bringing it up top. Olden comes out for it, trying to go back door. Fields cuts him off. They go with a reverse
rotation.
Right side, poked away. Out to Hanson, who just has to heave a three-pointer.
Outstanding job defensively by the Streaks
hits
there.
The net, but comes up empty, and the Silver Streaks take a seven-point lead to the locker room, 23-16. We'll take a break, come back, look at the first half stats. Galesburg looking for its 10th win of the season and a good start on the road despite some offensive woes. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The Galesburg Burlington Credit Union in Galesburg is currently seeking a full-time teller clerk. Completed application and resume must be returned to the credit union by February 5th. To see duties, benefits, skills, and experience needed, go to galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Not a big score in the first half at Morton. But, you know, a smaller score makes a seven-point lead feel even bigger.
Absolutely, and there's truth to that.
23-16 is the Galesburg lead at the break over the Morton Potters. I don't know how pretty of a game it was, but, you know, when you're on the road playing a really good team and you're winning by seven at the break, even though shooting only 20% from the field in the second quarter, you got seven more shots than the other team. You might be looking at, man, we really missed an opportunity, but I guess, hey, when you're on the road.
On the road, and you're playing a quality ball club, right. So they're not going to just roll over, and they're, you've got to give them credit. They're trying to make adjustments, playing, you know, down two guys, and their complementary players are, you know, demonstrate and execute their roles beautifully.
So 23-16 is the halftime lead for the Silver Streaks. Let's take a look at our first half statistics. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
As you said, Brad, both teams not shooting very well, but again, both teams playing outstanding defense. We were 8 out of 23 for 35%, and three-point field goal shooting percentage-wise, we were 3 out of 11 and only 1 for 7 in the second period. They were 6 out of 19 for 31% and 1 for 4. For 25%. So again, neither team shooting very well, but both teams really doing a great job defensively.
Free throw shooting, Morton 3 out of 4, Silver Streaks 4 out of 6. So that is definitely part of the story. Streaks did a nice job attacking the basket in the first half. And lead here by 7 at the break. We'll take a timeout, come back, take a look at the individual scores. We'll see if we can't get some scores from around the area as well. Because even though it's rare for the boys to play on a Tuesday night, it's not rare to have high school boys basketball in the state of Illinois. So we'll see if we can get some scores from around the area as well. Here, Galesburg leads 23-16 over Morton. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Guardian Angels, Galesburg Covenant Church, Galesburg Rescue Mission, and Discovery Depot. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that, unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Certain professions require certain footwear, and Breedlove's gets that. For CNAs, nurses, or anyone who spends a lot of time on their feet, you'll want to check out their Dansko, clogs, or Allegria options at 10% off every single day. Breedlove's offers Red Wing work boots and Timberline steel and soft toes at 15% off every single day. And they carry a host of other customer-favorite brands like Sass, Merrell, and Sperry's. Head to Breedlove Sporting Goods, shoes, and boots in downtown Kewaunee, or go online anytime to BreedloveSports.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Galesburg Handyvan. Find out how you can live a worry-free winter at Galesburg.info, keyword handyvan, helping you live independently. A wind advisory is in effect until 9 p.m. For tonight, mostly clear with breezy conditions and a low of 19. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 26. Then tomorrow night, mostly clear and a low of 15. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 38 degrees. You're on WGIL.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the new white WGIL button. Available for free at many locations. Just check the list at WGIL.com.
Halftime at Morton, where the Silver Streaks boys basketball team leads the host Potters 23-16. Let's take a look at the individual scoring here in this first half. Eric Hansen leads the way for Morton with 8. Riley Richards, 3. Grant Goodeman with 3. And Jack Brennan had 2. Again, at the 4:23 mark of the first quarter, leading scorer Jarrett Kreider sat with 2 fouls. At the 4:47 mark of the second quarter, 6'6 Barrett Golden, who had 27 in the win over Rock Island on Friday, sat down again, 4:47 mark of the second quarter with his second foul. So that's certainly been part of the story. And the streak shooting only 3 out of 15 in the second quarter. weren't able to take advantage of it as much as the Silver Streaks certainly would have liked to have been able to do. Let's take a look at some other scores around the area. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. It's Alleman taking on Geneseo tonight. And the Maple Leafs, which have been playing better after a really horrid start to the season, they lead the Pioneers 11-8. Isaiah Rivera has 7 points, 7 of Geneseo's 11 points in that game. Rock Ridge over Port Byron Riverdale 50-16. That's after three quarters in that game. What are some other scores I saw? Let's see. I saw some earlier, and now I can't find them. Moline was a big winner over Alleman last night. So we talk about the Maroons playing three games in 4 days. They won two shootout games up at Wharton Fieldhouse on Friday and Saturday, won them both big, and then they routed Alleman last night. Pioneers coming back and having to play Geneseo at a non-conference game tonight. So, gosh, I saw some scores earlier, and now I'm just not finding anything other than that Alleman-Geneseo score. So we'll continue to keep an eye on things, and let's see, and give you some more scores as the night goes along. Again, here the Silver Streaks lead Morton 23-16. The Potters 13-4 on the season, but getting into some foul trouble in the first half and certainly part of the story. Want to tell you about a little bit of a programming change coming up on Friday. The Galesburg boys and girls are both playing, so we'll have the boys game on 92.7 FM The Laser, as the girls game will get started ahead of the boys game. In fact, let me look at the schedule here. For the girls, they're playing in the what they're calling the Downstate Classic Tournament. So it's no longer the King Tournament. 6:40 is the scheduled pregame on WGIL with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. The boys in a conference game at Moline on Friday night will start at 7:06, the usual time. Again, we'll have that one on 92.7 FM, The Laser, as the girls' game will start a little bit earlier. And then we'll pick up the simulcast on WGIL if the boys are still playing as the girls' game winds up. So that's a programming note of a change of note for you coming up this Friday night when the Silver Streaks boys get back into action in conference play. We're having a little technical trouble with our wireless microphone. Everything seems to be working, but we're not getting any sound out of it for some reason. So we don't technically have a post-game coach's interview, but we have a post-game or a halftime coach's interview, but we still have a coach's interview summary brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Steve Cheeseman's back up in the booth here. I mean, what did Ryan Hart have to say?
You know, as we talked about, we've just done an outstanding job in the half court defensively. I mean, we forced them to take shots that are under duress. And the other thing is, when we talked about this, we've out-rebounded them 19-12, so we've only limited one shot. All the things you want to do on the defensive end.
Yep.
Things that not so happy about, like we said, we let them off the hook a little bit and being able to not to score down here with their two best players out and probably their two best defenders out. We took some ill-advised shots, hurried things. And the key, like always, for a Galesburg Mike Reynolds ball club is defend and rebound. If we do that same thing here in the second half, we've got a great chance here to get a signature win on the road here against an outstanding Morton ball club.
We talked a lot at the Taylorville tournament about Mitchell Sampson's defense.
He was tremendous.
And he's going against 6'6", Barrick Olden. Mitchell's listed at 6'2". But I'm really impressed at how well he has played despite the size disadvantage. Mitchell's a strong kid, and played into his favor.
He's instinctual, and he's been in his back pocket every possession.
Just underway, Morton with the ball here in the third quarter. 7-point Galesburg lead, and of course the Potters have Olden and Jarrett Kreider back onto the floor to start the second half. Kreider with it now on the right side, both playing with two fouls.
And Nick has done a great job on Kreider while he's in there.
Jumper just inside the free throw line, well short by Riley Richards.
Tested it beautifully.
Keith Cunningham with a rebound into the front court. Fakes right into the lane, drives, teardrop, shot rolls off the rim, has a hand on the rebound, gets it back.
Outstanding by Keith. Great battle there, and he won the battle.
Tougher second shot than the first shot, and it's 25-16, and a player down on the floor, I believe, is Richards for Morton, and he's prone down on his stomach. And now getting up, his teammates are over checking him out. Now he's on his knees and kind of
I think he got a little bit of an accidental elbow there in that little scrum underneath the basket.
A lot of activity underneath there. And they're going to go ahead and have him head to the bench, replaced by Josiah Getz, a 6'3 sophomore, into the game for his first action. So Matt Franks really looking for the right combination for this Potters team that struggled here tonight with some players in foul trouble. And now Riley Richards goes to the bench and may head to the locker room to shake that one off. And he looks to be okay. I would think he'll be back in here later. 9-point Galesburg lead as we resume action. Hansen, the leading scorer in the first half for both teams. He had 8. Right side. This is Getz with it now. Streaks don't even defend him on the perimeter. Hansen with it now. Cunningham gives him room. We got a foul away from the ball. They're going to call Fields on that one. Guarding against Jarrett Kreider. Again, lots of screens set by the Potters in the half court, and the Streaks trying to fight through some of them. Fields picks up his third foul.
Yeah, they make you work. They move well without the ball.
Oh, now he got a foul away from the ball. The official called that one against Eric Hansen before, I mean, just as the official was handing the ball
as
to the
he was running off the screen there, the illegal screen, and that's going to get a turnover and a foul on Hansen.
Didn't even have a chance to inbound it, and they turn it over on that. So now the Streaks have a chance to get this lead to double digits for the first time in the game. Fields with it on the right elbow.
Important to get a good shot here.
Sampson, Price had a good first half. Fakes left, drives right, step back, shoots from 18 feet. The lefty misses it. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Goodeman for Morton. I'm sure that's a shot the Streaks really wanted in that half-court set.
I would agree.
Still a 9-point lead. To the right side, Getz with it. Streaks give him plenty of room. Now Hansen with it. Left alone on the left elbow and drains a three. Well, you can't leave him alone. He's not necessarily looking to shoot, but if you just give him that wide-open shot.
Yeah, don't let him shoot a wide-open set shot, play horse out there, and he's going to drain it more times than not.
Pulls the Potters within six now, 25-19.
And a chance that we could have went double digits down there with a good shot and a score.
Cunningham up top, stops at the free throw line. Price comes out high for it, swings the ball down low, gives it to Keith on the right wing. Trying to find McCants on the inside, has to keep it on the outside. Price, left side, Mitchell. Sampson on the left wing, dribbling right, comes up top with it. Eric Price, just off the right side of the top of the arc, hands off to Fields. Got around the screen, hesitation dribble, gets it to the left side. Mitchell drives, leaves it off for Keith, up with the right-hand
good
teardrop.
Penetration and dish off
through. 8-point Galesburg lead, 27-19. Cunningham in double figures with 11 now, 5:35 to play here in the third quarter. Kreider continues to be held scoreless in this game. Again, sat.
And Jalen's just playing in the paint there and working as a traffic cop there.
Yep, drives down low, gets Fields caught underneath the basket. McCants comes over to help out, and that's a fourth foul now on Nick. He's going to have to go to the bench.
He's done such a good job on Kreider.
Picks up two quick ones here, and that's what Kreider does.
He's very smart.
Yeah, attacks the basket, knows what to do, and he recognized if Fields had three fouls, I'm certain, and that's why he took it right at him there. And he knocks down the free throw, his first point of the game at the 5:26 mark of the third quarter.
And he had 20 against us last year.
I was thinking about the three throws, though. He had 9. He had 19 free throws in that 20-point game against us last year. And he knocks down both of them here. 27-21 Silver Streaks. Price will bring it across midcourt. Quinn Anderson back into the game, replacing Fields, who's on the bench now with four fouls.
Again, critical to get a good shot here. McCants have to guard here.
Cunningham with it at the volleyball line. Back to Jalen on the left wing. McCants dribble drive to the free throw line. Cut off. Skips it back out to Keith Cunningham. Low pass. Did a nice job to corral that one. Now has it back on the left wing in the pass from Mitchell. Cunningham puts the ball on the floor. Stops at the high post. Gets it away to Sampson. Mitchell shoots. Top of the arc. Good rotation, but he missed everything. Ball out of bounds. Back to Morton. Yeah, Mitchell was just way off on that one.
And that was the first shot that he'd taken in the ball game there. And he had an open shot there, just didn't get to go.
6-point Galesburg lead, 4:35 to go, third quarter. Here's Kreider with a drive. They clear it out for him. He gets contact on Quinn Anderson, gets a shot to go down and one.
And in that situation there, Quinn needed to jump his left hand. He is left-handed. He was on the left side, trying to make him change directions back to where help was. And Kreider saw that he had that opening one right to the hoop, and he's got a chance.
And I didn't see who it was down low. I think it was Goodeman who left the spot in the lane under the basket and headed out top, and that drew his defender out for the Silver Streaks as Kreider was just beginning the drive, and there was nobody there to help Quinn out. And he finishes off the three-point play, and just like that, the lead is down to three. It could have been 11. It's now 27-24. Sampson up top. He drives right side. and Goodman draws the offensive foul. You could see that one coming. He got himself planted there. There was a very light contact. A technical foul now. What are the officials talking about here? There was an extra whistle before the officials headed over to the scoring table that indicate the offensive foul, which is against Mitchell Sampson. Kreider is standing there waiting. Waiting for the explanation here from the scoring table.
We've got a technical foul here called by the other official.
But who is it against?
And I think it's being called on Jalen McCants.
They haven't put it on the scoreboard. They haven't announced it yet. But the streaks are showing five team fouls on the board. And, of course, Kreider knocks down the first free throw. It's the last place you want to see him if you're a Silver Streaks fan.
Yeah, and they've called that on Jalen, the technical foul. So he's got a second personal foul along with that.
And Kreider knocks down both, and they get the ball.
Tough turn of events here.
And now the lead is down to one at 27-26. I mean, that's why this Kreider kid is so tough to beat. I mean, he's so intelligent, and he just
stays
knows what to do.
Yep, he plays under control. He plays within himself, knows who he is. Lots and lots of positives, and a lot of those are intangibles.
They had 16 points in the first half. They have 10 in the quarter. And we're not even halfway through the third quarter yet.
Spread the floor a little bit here.
Kreider guarded by Anderson. Running around left to right, trying to free himself up, cutting down the lane. Quinn staying with it. The pass stays on the outside with Olden. To the right side, Hansen. Hansen guarded by Cunningham. Back up top it goes to Olden. Stopped by Sampson. Fade away. Well short. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Sampson. Mitchell with a dribble drive. Stops at the free throw line and pulls it back out. That would have given Morton the lead.
And good defense there. That's a tough shot there. A fadeaway 17-footer there with a hand in your face. The shot we would like them to take.
Yeah, I don't think the Streaks mind at all a 6'6 guy taking that fadeaway 18-footer.
I want to see Jalen do some things here to take over in this kind of ball game here on the offensive end here.
There's Cunningham up top. Right side Price. Looking down low to Jalen. Bounce pass. Jump stop in the lane. Jalen gets pushed as he puts the shot up. And he'll go to the line shooting two free throws here.
Good decision making there and get the ball down inside to Jalen there and let him work with his back to the basket there.
First of the game on Grant Goodman. And Jalen to the free throw line. 7 points in the first half. In fact, all of those in the first quarter. He was 0 for 4 from the field in the second quarter and misses his first free throw here.
Yeah, didn't get his hand underneath there and no arch there. And elbow not going up. Let's regroup here. Jalen, knock this down.
End off back into the game. As Price sits down. Second one by Jalen. Little better arch, but off the back iron. Rebound chase down, and Kuhn gets to it first for Morton. Streaks miss a chance to build on the lead. Potters looking for their first lead of the game here with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hansen across midcourt to the left side, Olden. Off the elbow. Now passing around, and a live ball turnover. Cunningham with the steal. Juggles it, but controls it and lays it up and in. He's
kind
got
a play
six.
You need here to stop the bleeding a little bit. Nice play by Keith getting that live ball turnover interception and converting.
6.5 for Cunningham, 13 for the game. Puts the Streaks back up, 29-26, 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. Goodman working against Endoff out high. Swing pass left side into the corner. Hansen with an entry pass and a foul from the backside. Sampson reaching around Olden on the entry. And that'll be the second of the game on Mitchell.
Yeah, he just was late there and had to defend from behind and got caught behind and reached over the top to try to deflect the pass and got called for the foul. The
concern now is 16 fouls on the Silver Streaks with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. A lob on the inbound out to Olden. Skip pass left corner. Three on the way. Off the rim. Rebound right back to Kuhn, who missed the shot. Gets caught under the basket and bounces it back outside to his teammate Hansen. Hansen with a dribble on the far side of the court now, working toward the sideline. Gets it into the hands of Kuhn, trying to shake Cunningham. Backs up toward the far sideline. Bounce pass up top to Olden. Backdoor cut.
Nice play by Keith again.
Batted away by Cunningham.
Just
picks
gets
the ball
the
up off
here,
the floor.
Keith.
Down the lane. Drives and a block out of bounds by Olden, and the Streaks will hang on to it. So Cunningham with two steals. He gets rejected on that drive down the lane, but the Streaks hang on to it, leading by three. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. And here's Riley Richards back into the game. You might remember he took a shot to the face, battling for a rebound on the Streaks' end of the floor. That was early in the third quarter, and he'll come in at the next dead ball. Cunningham playing one-on-one against Olden. Sampson with it now in the right wing, trying to find McCants on the inside. He's well defended by Goodman, so the Streaks keep it on the perimeter. Left side it goes to Anderson, working around a Cunningham screen, stops at the top of the arc, backs up toward midcourt. Anderson left side over to Sampson. Entry pass. Cunningham draws a double team. The trap gets on him. He dribbles out of it, drives baseline, and puts it up and in.
Saw the opening and scored it.
He waited for the trap to collapse on him, and I thought, oh, no.
And I think they relaxed for a second. He saw an opening on the baseline.
Yep, he got around him. Got around him on the baseline. They didn't use the baseline close enough. Streaks lead is 5. Kreider puts the ball on the floor. Ooh, a tough foul on Quinn Anderson. As Kreider had the dribble drive on the floor, there's not much contacted in at all, driving in from the left side. And Quinn picks up his second, and that's going to put Kreider at the line for a 1-1.
See that coming a million miles away. He's on the left side. You've got to make him go right, not give him any daylight at all. He's going to find it. He did find it there, and then you're at a disadvantage, and you've got a foul, and Quinn had a foul there.
17 fouls, 1:08 to go third quarter, and it puts Kreider at the line. He's got 7 here in the third quarter, 7 of their 10. Again, they had only 16 the entire first half. But again, Kreider sat much of that first half, over 12 of the 16 minutes because of 2 fouls.
And again, we're talking about here in the scouting report to make drivers shooters and shooters drivers. And Kreider is a driver, so you got to give him a little bit of room out there, especially 25 feet from the basket, because he's going to make you pay getting to the rim.
He's taken only 2 shots the entire game. He's got 6 of his points from the free throw line, making all of his attempts. And he misses that one. So 1 out of 2 at the line. 4-point Galesburg lead. Cunningham with the rebound. And 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Anderson to the right side. Leaves it off for Endoff. Lobs it in. Jalen.
Good
crossover
strong
dribble. Nice up
good
and in.
Good strong inside move. Again, we've got to continue to...
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it.
The investment or loses aggressiveness.
Yep. Barrick Old into the free. Olden and Kreider both scoreless in the first half, largely due to foul trouble. Olden did get off 5 shots in the first half.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Katie Carlson from WGIL, reminding you about the Avon Fire Department's annual soup supper. It's Saturday, January 19th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Avon Fire Station. Enjoy their soup and refreshments for a free will donation. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Imagine being denied an apartment because of housing discrimination.
It's so wrong.
But who has the power to stop this?
You do. The law is on your side. If you've been discriminated against because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status, file a complaint with HUD. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
Visit HUD.gov/fairhousing. A public service message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3 quarters gone at Morton. Silver Streaks leading 33-29. Gelsberg with the ball. Anderson down low. Eric Price. Jump stop in the lane. Contact.
Got it.
Throws it up. Banks it in and gets a foul.
Good strength there. And again, Eric's been very successful in the low post. He's going to have Kreider or Hansen on him, and there's a definite size mismatch there, and he's taken advantage of it. Like to continue to see that.
Call that one on Riley Richards. That's just his first of the game. And Price to the free throw line. First points of the second half. Free throw up and in. He's got 10 for the game. Eric's been big off the bench tonight, and he gets the lead back to 7 for Gelsberg at 36-29.
Got to continue to dig in here and play great defense through the possession.
Again, Nick Fields on the bench with 4 fouls. So their primary perimeter defender is on the bench, and now Barrett Golden hits a 3, his first basket of the game.
Big-time hit there.
First basket of the game for the 6'6 senior is a 3-pointer. Morton down 4 now, 40 seconds into the final quarter. McCants, Price, Anderson, Cunningham, and Sampson. Jump stop by Price, cut off, dishes it out to Cunningham. Drives, leaves it behind him. Wide open 3 for Price, off the rim. Rebound Keith, and he gets called for a push-off. Kreider in position for the rebound. Keith pushed him in the back to get the rebound, and that is his second foul. So the Streaks lead is 4. We're going to walk it to the other end. Again, Gelsberg with 9 team fouls now, and they put their best free throw shooter at the line. So that's going to get Fields back into the game.
And as good as they shoot free throws here, yep. And they're going to shoot it the entire fourth quarter. A big key here and puts us at a definite disadvantage.
Kreider again, 8 points in the third quarter, 8 of their 13, 6 of them from the free throw line, and he knocks down the first one here. The lead is 3.
They've only made 8 field goals from the field through 3 quarters,
wow.
So again, you know, we're doing an outstanding job in the half court defensively, so getting them, allowing them to get to the line is pretty much the only way they've scored tonight.
Streaks have not trailed tonight. We've been tied once. The lead is 2 here, 36-34, as we cross under 7 minutes to go in the game and the Streaks with the ball. Cunningham right side, Price. Entry pass McCants. Triple teamed, a reach in by Morton, and a foul called on the Potters. I think they're going to get Barrett Golden on that one, and that is his third.
And the first thing there is that ball goes into the low post to Jalen. He's got to catch and look before he puts it on the floor and see opposite side there, and he's going to have somebody wide open that can either drain the 3 or get to the rim.
Fields back into the game again, playing with those 4 fouls. Sample on the right side, gets it into Jalen.
Clear that out, let him go to work.
Now has it on the right side. He's going to drive, spin move, low blocks, puts it up.
Perfect.
A little bit short, and a blocking foul called. And Jalen will get 2 free throws. Got to make him now.
Yeah, let him clear out there. You got the help away and let him work out and go to work there. And he got fouled. And as you said, Brad, got to make the free throws.
So Jalen to the free throw line. 0 for 2 at the line in this game. First one up and the line drive.
And line drive,
good.
And he got it. And the back of the rim is the only thing in the back of the basket, the only thing in terms of the rim being available there. So up and out with the elbow going up here.
3-point Gelsberg lead. Second one in and out. Morton with a rebound. That's Kreider who pulls it down. Streaks with a 3-point lead. 37-34, under 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Kreider with a drive. He takes it right at Nick Fields. Good defense by Nick. He missed
excellent
the shot.
Defense there,
but the rebound chased down by Olden. Drives and puts it up with the left hand. And a late foul called against Price. A chance at a 3-point play for Morton to tie it up.
And did such a good job defensively there, but couldn't secure a rebound.
We've been tied in this game one time at 14 back in the second quarter. Otherwise, the Streaks have led the entire game. And Barrett Golden is going to go to the free throw line to tie it up here with 6:18 to play in the game. And that is the 10th team foul on the Silver Streaks. And we're tied as he knocks down the free throw. He's got 6 of the 8 in the quarter for the Potters. And we are tied at 37.
And that brings the crowd into it here.
First time they felt like making much noise here tonight, but they're definitely into it now. And a little knee into the back called against Riley Richards. Jalen McCants
on the left
side. Oh, they're
going to call a foul there. I thought he was going to call kicking the ball there as we tried to end the ball in the post. They got a foul.
Said he kneed him in the back. And that's a third on Richards. He's picked up all of those here late third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter. Price with it now on the left wing, guarded by Kreider. Gets it into McCants. Backs his way in and pushes Riley Richards over and draws the offensive foul. And that's Jalen's third and the seventh turnover on the Silver Streaks.
You know, the ball's getting entered, but our three players on the opposite side of the floor have got to move there because he's getting triple teamed.
And you could see Jalen put that arm out. You could see Jalen put that arm out trying to clear some space. And Richards bought right into it by taking advantage of it, hitting the deck. And the seventh team foul or seventh turnover on the Silver Streaks gives Morton a chance to take its first lead of the game, just under 6 minutes to go here at the Potter Dome. Kreider will walk it across midcourt. Richards out high for the pass. Kreider trying to shake Fields on the outside. Dries, gets inside, misses the driving layup, and the rebound by Jalen McCants. A good defense by Fields not to pick up his fifth. Right corner, Price hits
big
a three.
Big hit there, big basket there, and a much-needed hoop there.
And the Streaks regain a three-point lead at 40-37.
Gives us a little momentum here. We got a guard. Continue to guard here in the half court.
Streaks looking for that first sort of key win of the season. They're 9-6, but when they run into really tight competition, they just haven't been able to get over the hump. Trying to make tonight the night against a really good team on their home court. A drive by Hansen, lost a handle on it, down the right side, out of bounds. And the Streaks rode him pretty well. Officials called no contact, and the Streaks get back on the ninth Morton turnover.
And again, he's looking to get to the basket. Got to make sure that we defend him and contain him. And a good job there defensively on him.
Streaks got to take advantage of it here now. Find a good shot, then knock it down. Midwest Conference action, Monmouth leads Knox 34-32 at the half. Price up top, left side. Mitchell wasn't looking for the ball, and Price threw it behind him out of bounds. That's exactly what I was thinking could not happen.
Ill-advised turnover there, and unfortunate there.
Could not have a sloppy turnover.
Yeah, tough one. I got to put it behind us here and dial in here and dig in here again defensively. And that's what Coach Reynolds there is barking out from the sidelines. Got to move on, and let's continue to play this good half-court defense and get a stop.
Under five to go in the game. Silver Streaks lead is three. Morton with the ball. Richards, right side to Hansen. Off the wing, gets it to Kreider. Streaks continue to have
Kreider
Fields guard him.
Kreider.
He picks up the dribble on the right side. Passes it to Richards on the give and go. Right back to Kreider. Drives baseline. Gets inside and another miss under the basket. Good defense. And now Cunningham going for the rebound. Gets tripped up.
And a good call there. He got pushed.
And the foul will be against Richards, I think. And that is the seventh team foul on Morton now. So Richards has picked up four now.
Keith Cunningham will be going to the line here.
Kreider again penetrated. He got around Nick. Of course, Fields couldn't chase him down. But then Kreider actually got too far underneath the basket, and then he had to sort of reach out through the lane.
We drove him to the baseline there, and he got buried there. Good defense, had nowhere to go, tried to flip something out, and we were able to secure the rebound.
So the Streaks are going to call a full timeout, 4:27 to go in the game, leading 40-37, and Keith Cunningham shooting a 1-1 when we come back to the Potter Dome on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know, walk the dog, gamed a little, played with a frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, and I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
4:27 to play at Morton. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on a Tuesday night. 3-point Galesburg lead with Keith Cunningham at the line coming out of the Streaks timeout. A 1-1 for the Streaks senior, and it's up and off the back iron. Rebound tipped, chased down, and Morton gets to it first. Parker Kuhn with his fifth rebound. Streaks missed a chance there to get some points at the line. The lead remains a one-possession lead, 3, with 4:15 to play here in the game. Kreider on the outside, Olden back up top to Hansen. Hansen looks over the floor, entry pass, bad pass, stolen away by McCants. 10th Morton turnover, and McCants in transition gets fouled out high, and Morton going to put him right back at the line, shooting a 1-1.
And a good foul there by Morton,
keeping
him from scoring a layup there and making a shoot foul shots, which we struggled with a little bit here tonight.
Second foul on Hansen. McCants 1-for-4 at the free throw line tonight. 3 points in the half, 10 for the game. Back to the line he goes. First one up and in. The lead is 4.
Yikes. That's a line shot right now.
Had some momentum on it, didn't it? But it went through. Streaks are going to have to knock down free throws. You got to feel in order to win this game.
There's
on
no
the
question,
road.
Brad.
Missed the second one. And rebound Kuhn again. He's got 6. Streaks are 3-for-6 at the line here in the fourth quarter. The lead is 4 as we're past the halfway point of quarter number 4 now. Hansen on the outside, up top, Kreider. Continues to be guarded by Nick Fields. Pass right side, Olden, 15 feet away from the basket. Working against Mitchell Sampson. Puts the ball on the floor, skips it out to the left side, Kuhn. Leaves it off for Olden. Drives. Sampson cuts him off again. Pass away to Gooneman. Up top it goes to Kuhn. Put a big stride forward, but didn't pick up the pivot foot. Now they go back door. Perfectly executed layup by Hansen. He's got 13 to lead the Potters.
Stayed with the offense, side to side, 4-5 pass, and got a backdoor out of
it. The lead is 2. Fields drives, Hansen trailing the play, bats it out of bounds. 3:22 to go in the game, 41-39 Streaks. Fields will inbound to the right of his backboard toward the corner.
No, this is a broken record, but it's imperative to get a good shot here. To work the clock a little bit, get some rhythm to the offense and something quality.
Sampson with the left side up top, Fields, along with Cunningham, McCants, and Anderson on the floor for the Silver Streaks. McCants left side, looking inside, skips it right side over to Sampson on the right elbow. Dribbles left toward the top of the arc, between the legs with the dribble. Looks over the floor, now to the outside, McCants. Under 3 to go in the game, and a 2-point Galesburg lead, Streaks with the ball. McCants leaves it off to Fields, far sideline. Bounces it back to Jalen. Squares up for 3, but he passes up on it. Good decision. Puts the ball on the floor with the dribble on the outside.
No hurry.
Now into the midcourt circle. Sampson works around the screen. Back behind her to
Continue
Anderson.
Continue to run offense. Good sequence there by the Streaks.
Streaks call timeout with 2:41 to go as they ran some clock there. Now Mike Reynolds maybe calling this timeout here to set up a specific play, you think?
No, I think it's going to be a reminder of run offense here in the particular offense that we're in right now where we've spread it out. Handle the basketball with efficiency, protect it, take care of it, meet your passes, be legal with your screens. We need an opportunity to get to the basket, knock it down, and then review some things defensively. And try to stay in the moment here. Don't get ahead of yourself and make sure if a teammate's in trouble or trapped that you go take care of him. You go try to bail him out.
No changes in personnel for the Silver Streaks coming out of that 30-second timeout. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Morton tonight. And again, we want to remind you about the lifetime warranty available on all new vehicles. Here's an entry pass down low to McCants. Spin move in.
Big basket.
Got away from a double team and puts it up and in with the right hand.
Big hoop there. Outstanding job. Got it into the low blocks. We've been very good inside here tonight.
Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty at the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and North Henderson Street. Kreider drives on the give and go, and he got fouled cutting in from the left side. 2:20 to go in the game. 43-39 is the Streaks' lead. And a little foul going against Quinn Anderson.
And
that's his third.
And it stops the clock and allows him to score points without time running here. And Kreider's an outstanding free throw shooter, as good as we'll see all year.
He's got 10 in the game, 8 of them from the free throw line, 8 out of 9 at the line. For the all-star senior who went over 1,000 points for his career and a 24-point win over Rock Island on Friday. That raised some eyebrows.
Yeah,
knocks
that,
down
that
the
worked.
First one. I mean, there was no doubt that people knew Morton was good, but I think a lot of people were surprised they were 24 points better than Rock Island on Friday. Part of it was Kreider, a big night from Barrick Olden, who scored 27 in that game. Kreider knocks down both. It's 43-41, Streaks by 2. And a little token three-quarter court press here by Morton. They're going to trap. If the Streaks can move it across midcourt, Sampson still needs to get there, and the Streaks, I think, have called a timeout as we were sensing a 10-second call. So that's the fourth timeout for the Silver Streaks. They have one remaining with 2:10 to go in the game and a two-point lead. These possessions are so valuable in a low-scoring game, especially when you're looking for that really big quality win that the Streaks have been seeking all season long.
And we can't be scared here.
Right, absolutely.
To take a chance here to step up and seize the opportunity and try not to play, not to lose, but play to win here. And I know that's certainly in Mike Reynolds' personality. Now the players are the ones that are going to have to step up here and believe in themselves and rally around each other and lock arms and get this thing done here and trust each other here.
I love the execution on the last play coming out of that last timeout.
Out of that timeout, and plus beforehand where we had opportunities to take a poor shot or force something, and we continue to handle the ball and milk clock here.
So 2:10 to play, 43-41 is the Galesburg lead. I want to remind you about a programming change again coming up on Friday night, because both the Galesburg boys and girls will be playing it virtually the same. They won't start at the same time. The Galesburg girls will actually start a little bit earlier in their tournament at John Thiel Gym. So Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson will have the pregame here on WGIL at 6:40 Friday night. Steve Cheeseman and I will be at the Galesburg boys game at Moline. We'll have that one on 92.7 FM, The Laser. And here's a hand check foul called on Jarrett Kreider, going one-on-one against Quinn Anderson, who had the dribble on the outside. He got it across midcourt. And that was a pretty light-looking foul as well. We've seen a few of those here tonight on both sides. That's the third foul on Kreider. And stops the clock with 2:04 to go in the game and puts Quinn Anderson at the line.
And Kreider's done an outstanding job playing with those two fouls early and not picking up his third one here and not losing his aggressiveness until just a little over 2 minutes to go here.
Quinn, 74% of the season, knocks
big
down the first
there.
One.
Big free throw there.
Yeah, the Streaks are going to have to knock him down. That's the final time the Streaks will shoot a 1-1. Both teams will be in the double bonus the rest of the way, 2:04 to play. Anderson's second one, it's off the mark. Continue to shoot 50% from the line in the fourth quarter. Barrick Olden with his seventh rebound.
And that's not going to get it for us. We've got to be able to make free throws here down the stretch here and knock down two in a row.
On the right side, Goodeman off the elbow. Minute 45 to go. Up top, the pass goes
make
to
Make them
Kuhn.
Run clock here.
Trying to go back door. Well defended between Cunningham on Eric Hansen. To the outside, Kreider shoots a long three and hits it over Nick Fields. And that ties the game at 44. It's the third time we've been tied in this game. Streaks with the ball under 90 seconds to go. Fields brings it across midcourt. McCants left side, Mitchell. Far sideline. Sampson looking over the floor. Gets it up top to Cunningham. He's left open on the outside, but he passes it away to Anderson. Quick pass down low. Jalen trying to back his way in. Forces it up and in with a finger roll off the backboard.
Finger roll, shovel up and under there. Outstanding move inside against Olden.
The kid can create some shots. He's got 8.5, 15 for the game, and a two-point Galesburg lead under a minute to go. Up top, entry pass. Olden gets up and off the mark over Mitchell Sampson. McCants with his 10th rebound. Streaks need to execute here and build the lead.
Good decision to pull it out.
47 seconds to go. McCants on the outside, working against Olden. Left side it goes toward the top of the arc, gets it away to Nick Fields. And a quick foul called as Hansen comes over and reaches in. Stops the clock with 38 seconds to go. And Fields will shoot two free throws with a chance to give the Streaks a two-possession lead here.
And he is he's 50% from the line
you
for the season.
You think Morton has scouted us?
Yes, and rightfully so. We have all those numbers on our bench.
But he knocks down the first free
and
throw. It's a three-point lead.
He's a gamer. He's a gamer, and he's always come through in big moments. One more time here, Nick.
Definitely a crunch time of the game for the Silver Streaks, leading by three. Fields knocks them both down.
Big time by Nick. Once again, make them guard. Make them earn their points here.
You said somebody's got to find a way to knock down two free throws. Fields did it there. The Streaks lead by four. 30 seconds to go in the game.
And try not Kreider to foul.
Drives. Misses the layup. Rebound, Kuhn. Turn around.
Oh, block play.
And McCants comes up with the stuff. Leads the break to the other end. Drives and gets fouled. Down he goes hard, and he'll shoot two free throws with 20.5 seconds remaining.
And Jalen McCants has been the best player on the floor here in this second half. No question. A great defensive play there, and then get to the rim on the other end. Now knock him down, Jalen.
Mike Reynolds said in the pregame, we have an advantage in this game with McCants down low. He's come up huge in the final 4 minutes of this game and hits the first free throw. 11 rebounds in the game, He now has 7 in the quarter and 16 for the game and a 5-point Gillsburg lead.
And a big defensive play there on that block.
Maybe that's our Dave's Autobody crunch time play of the game. Second one up, off the mark.
And we're going to get the ball there.
Cunningham sneaked in around the backside. The officials want to talk it over. Both players are right there. They're going to call a jump ball because they're not sure, and Martin will get it on the alternating possession.
And that's okay there. It looked like it may have went off both of them, and if you can't come up with a clear-cut call, then you got to go that way.
That was a great play by Cunningham to come off the line and go back behind.
No
foul
again.
Now Martin with the ball.
No foul.
Olman shoots a long three. It's an air ball. Cunningham with a rebound, fouled right away with 13.4 seconds to go. Richards is fouled out of the game, and we're going to walk it to the other end of the floor, and Cunningham will shoot two free throws. 5-point Gillsburg lead, 49-44, and Cunningham could make it a three-possession game here with 13.5 seconds to play. The composure that the Silver Streaks have played with in this fourth quarter when things really got tight. This is the hump game we've been waiting for that really gets them propelled into what we know this team can do. We talk about there being so much upside.
And they have really, really rallied against adversity here tonight. Outstanding performances by Kreider and Olden in the second half.
Yeah.
They've guarded, make them earn everything that they were going to get here, and they've made big-time plays, winning plays down the stretch, both offensively and defensively.
Cunningham makes the back end of the two free throws. It's 50-44 Gillsburg, still a two-possession game, but we're under 10 seconds to go. Kreider heaves a three and hits, and they're going to call a timeout with 8.1 seconds to go.
We're not out of the woods yet here.
So he's knocked down back-to-back threes, both of them pretty long. It's 50-47, 8 seconds to go in the game on a Morton timeout. And I don't, do you even foul? I guess you got to go at least for the steal.
Yeah,
on the,
I mean, the instructions here are typically
right
you're going to try to go for a steal, anticipate, and get a steal here, either on a pass or stripping the ball. If not, you've got a foul, and then come back on a missed free throw here, and you've got something that you've lined up as an end of a game, full court kind of situation. Or timeout wise, I think that they have. I can't see the board here very well.
Morton has three remaining.
They have timeouts
here, so
they can set something up here. The first thing that we've got to draw up here, and I know Coach is doing that, is getting the ball in bounds. You'd like to get in bounds to one of your foul shooters, and I see that he has sent Justin Endoff into the game here, who's an outstanding free throw shooter. And we'll go from there. And then take care of the ball, trying to get the ball up, although, again, they're going to foul early.
Fields. Three
of our best free throw shooters in the backcourt here.
Fields, Anderson, Endoff, McCants, and Cunningham for the Silver Streaks. Olden will guard Fields on the inbound along the baseline. Fields can run the baseline coming off the basket. They get it into Justin right away, and a reach-in foul called on Ollie Steffen, who fouls him right away, and no time went off the clock. How do you get the ball inbound? Justin just covers up the ball, and no time goes off the clock.
That sometimes happens on the road.
So the foul on Ollie Steffen is his first. Endoff goes to the line. Made two free throws on two attempts back in the first quarter. He gets two here.
Make one, you really make it difficult.
Nice arch on the first one, and it's good.
It's good all the way. Again, no foul on our defensive end here. And try to make them work semi-work. Try to change directions, not let them go north-south here to run clock. And you're in great shape.
He made them both, and that really should do it for the Silver Streaks. A 4-point play is a possibility, but a 5 really should be entirely out of the question. Sampson back in, replacing Endoff, who sits down with a big smile on his face. Kreider across midcourt, forces one up from the left wing and hits it, and stopping the clock with 1.7 seconds to go. Leaning to the left, fading to the left on the wing, he's knocked down three straight three-pointers in the fourth quarter, 13 in the quarter, 21 for the game, and it makes it a 2-point game with 1.7 seconds left.
And these threes he's made, that one on the run and the other one were big league deep. So he is he's shown why he's a 1,000-point scorer and one of the best players we'll see all year long. Again, to reset here, Brad, the key is 1.7 here. Got to get the ball in bounds. You got to be legal with your screens here. One of the things that we used to talk about is see if you could draw a charge here before the clock starts, and then you shoot free throws. And that's one of the ways that you can tie a ball game or win a ball game here when you're down without the ball. So we've got to be legal in terms of setting our screens and our cuts here and not run somebody over. Get the ball in bounds strong, meet your pass, and then they've got to foul you. And you've got to be strong with the ball here because they're going to come at you like gangbusters here.
So Fields will inbound again. Morton will go for the steal right away. Remember the streaks doing this against Taylorville down at their tournament. Quinn Anderson got a steal and a bucket. And now a foul away from the ball. When you're the coach, you can tell the officials to look for that, right?
Say, absolutely.
We're going to foul somebody.
Absolutely.
We want you to look for that away
absolutely.
From the ball. So they foul without taking any time off the clock. And they foul Jalen McCants. He's got two free throws here. Again, if he makes them both, then that'll do it. But if he makes one, then Morton still has 1.7 seconds remaining to get a three
off. And a live
ball
that could come off anyway here and give him a chance at a long-range three here. And, again, with a lower ceiling here, that makes it more difficult.
Jalen's first one up, and it's well off the mark. So now they're going to get Hansen back into the game. They're going to put Brennan back into the game. They've got Goodeman, Kreider, Olden, 1.7 seconds remaining. Morton does have a timeout remaining, and now they use one, a full timeout, and they still have one remaining. So if McCants were to miss, they could rebound and call a timeout right away and set up a play rather than have to try to run the play.
And here's another thing that we have to guard against here. We cannot foul on the offensive rebound here. We cannot go for the ball here and even have consideration of a foul being called on us here. Need to knock down the foul shot here, and then again guard from there, and no foul as we guard in the backcourt and try to make them shoot something long and semi-contested here.
So 52-50 is the lead. 1.7 seconds remaining. McCants will shoot a second free throw coming out of the timeout. McCants with 7 in the quarter, 9 for the half, and 16 for the game to go along with 11 rebounds. And a big second free throw coming. 1.7 seconds remaining. Eyes it, shoots it, and it's off the mark. Rebound and a Morton timeout right away after Olden pulls down his 8th rebound. 4/10 of a second went off the clock, and Morton is out of timeout. And now they can take it the length of the court to try to get off some sort of shot to either tie or win the game here with 1.3 seconds left. The odds certainly not in their favor, but crazier things than happen in the game of basketball if you've watched for very long.
And you've really got to pay close attention to, obviously, Kreider here, who's been able to throw it in from anywhere, as well as Olden. You don't want to foul here to put them at the line
right.
as well. Try to contain and make them go sideline to sideline here and make the shot as long as you can with, again, a hand in their face here. And we go from there and try to extend your defense here so they don't have a wide-open look here. And, again, as I said, with this low ceiling, the further you make the shot, the more that the low ceiling comes into play.
But they're used to it. I mean, they practice here. They kind of know what kind of plays to run and take
and they're
those
setting
kind of
up a 1-3-1 here where you're going to run guys sideline to sideline. And we...
Streaks call their final timeout now.
And what we were trying to look at there is what kind of set they were in there so that we can defend something there with what we think they're going to do out of that 1-3-1 set.
So you know, I will point out, I think it's less likely for the home team in this situation to hit the top of the low ceiling on the length of the court pass. But if they do, the Streaks get it back on their end of the floor.
And I'm talking more about a shot that if we can force them deep.
Gotcha.
A shot has to have arch in it to get that distance, and it would be very difficult. But in terms of a pass, yes, absolutely. Now, what you see there in that 1-3-1, there's a variety of things they can do out of that. They can run a tip play, the Christian Leitner kind of situation.
Sure. Right.
You can you throw it deep and have them three different options there to hit a three, or he can turn around and shoot it here. There's a number of things that you can do here to get a good shot off of. Got to stay with your man here, and again, not foul. We're going to play a little bit of a 1-2-2 and match up from there.
Again, the Leitner pass was with 1.4 seconds to go. They go length of the court. It goes to the far side. It goes off a Gillsburg player out of bounds.
That's going to be it.
And the clock, horn sounds. The Morton bench is immediately asking for more time to be put on the clock. That would be under their own basket to the right of the backboard. The officials are going to talk this over. And how ironic is this that two of the last three Galesburg games are coming down to a discussion about putting more time on the clock.
I don't know how you can put any more time here. That ball hit, bounced around here, 1.7 seconds.
They went for the length of the court pass to the far side of the court away from us on the wing. The Silver Streaks defended it well. It actually went over the Morton player's head over there, and it kind of got deflected on the floor off a Galesburg player and bounced out of bounds. I'm with you, Steve. I think you just, and I'm not saying this from a Galesburg perspective. I think you just got to say the game's over.
And they're going to discuss this here
with
a timer.
Go back to the scoring table. Nobody's left the court. I mean, if you put any time on the clock, what do you think? 0.2 seconds?
Yeah,
I mean,
you can't score with that.
Now Coach Matt Franks is
a little upset. And he's going to be arguing his case.
Sure, absolutely.
So.
I mean, we just saw this two games ago.
Try to get time back on the clock and do what he can, but... Yeah, but when the ball hits and then bounces around when you only had 1.7 to begin with, you have an error, you're not going to obviously hit the buzzer right off the bat, so there's a small time frame that you allow for error in the rule. But
game
that's
over.
That's going to be it, and that's the right call.
Yep, game over.
That's the right call. Great win.
Does this feel like ironic?
Yeah.
Does this feel like karma after we just saw this happen to Galesburg at Taylorville? Now to have this game in not exactly the same way off a missed free throw, but almost identical circumstances with a discussion about whether to put any time back on
the
clock.
But does Cody Parkey get to kick a field goal again? That's all I want to know. Doggone. But that's the right call there. Absolutely the right call.
What an incredible win for the Silver Streaks on the road against a very good Morton Potters team. And the Silver Streaks get their 10th win, 52-50. And we'll have the post-game show when we come back from the Potter Dome.
Outstanding win here tonight.
Quality, quality victory. The post-game up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Galesburg Handy Van. Find out how you can live a worry-free winter at galesburg.info. Keyword Handy Van, helping you live independently. A wind advisory is in effect until 9 p.m. For tonight, mostly clear with breezy conditions and a low of 19. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 26. Then tomorrow night, mostly clear and a low of 15. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 38 degrees here on WGIO.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Still trying to process how that game ended, but the bottom line is the Silver Streaks win it. No matter where you play these guys, this is a quality win. This is the kind of win the Silver Streaks have been looking for this season over a now 13-5 Morton Potters team. Galesburg now 10-6. And, gosh, I'm so tickled for these kids to be so close so many times to play well. We've seen this scenario play out several times this year, Steve.
Absolutely.
The Streaks play well for three and a half quarters. And then all of a sudden it gets down to those final 4 minutes, those real crunch time moments of the game, and they just can't find the play they're looking for. There were several opportunities here tonight that we see Morton come back. They tied the game twice in the fourth quarter. There were a number of opportunities for the Streaks to give it away again, and tonight they didn't do it. They found a way to make those winning plays.
Countless winning plays. Countless winning plays on both ends of the floor by a variety of guys. They really did this as a team tonight. I thought they withstood a number of big-time body punches that Morton gave with big-time plays by Kreider and Olden. And our guys just, we were there to answer each time and win in a very difficult place against a team that was coming in here very confident. Just what you call one of those signature wins of your season.
That's the word I was looking for, signature win. And the Silver Streaks go to 10-6. The sophomores won here tonight 72-45. So a doubleheader victory for the Silver Streaks on the road. These wins are tough to come by in this venue anytime. So for the Silver Streaks to get a win like this one is a great way to start off 2019. Coach Mike Reynolds heading this direction.
And he's
now
got a little hop in his step like he always does, and he should especially have that tonight.
Who can blame him? Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods. In downtown Kewaunee, as the coach joins us now, and the first thing I'm going to ask you, Coach,
I'm up here, I'm happy.
You have a little feeling of deja vu the way things are playing out there?
No, because the, you know,
they made the right call.
The scores, they did. Guy said I accidentally stopped it. So,
and good for him.
It's a legitimate operation when a guy does that. I thought it was a great basketball game.
It was.
That was probably as best officiated game we had. Well, it's not probably. It is the best officiated game by 100 miles all year. And both teams were in double bonus. People were fouling. They were playing hard. That's two basketball teams I think could meet again. I keep saying that. We played a tough schedule. You know, it's two basketball teams that I think will have a shot to meet again, you know, at Bradley. And I think it'll be a great game again. And I think they're really good. You know, and, you know, 33-5 are as good of players as anybody we played against all year. And I said that last year. I think those two guys are our players. And, you know, I don't know what their college plans are, but they should be playing college basketball. They're really, 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 really good.
Let me ask you about the composure of your team down the stretch. We've talked so many times this year about trying to find a way to make the winning plays. Just address that, if you would, with your kids tonight. The way they really hung in there against some real adversity. I mean, we knew Morton was going to come back and make a run, and they did.
Well, they're really good. I mean, they put Rocky down by 25 the other night. And I know, you know, maybe, you know, it was a different deal, a different shootout, whatever. But they had him down 25. You don't see that very often, you know. And we played extremely hard. We played extremely well. We made winning plays, got stops at the end. You know, Kreider made two big time walk up three. I mean, he's shooting them from 35 feet and making them. Last guy I seen do that was Lindauer to us. And, you know,
that
Thomas
was my thought too. Yeah,
Thomas and Anthony too, I guess. But it's a great win. We've been looking for a signature win. You know, every what we would say elite team we played this year, we've came a little bit short, a little bit short, a little bit short. It's nice to get over the hump and get one. These guys deserve it. You know, I'm not real fun to be around when things don't go real well, because we're driving them and pushing them and pushing them. And I knew this team will continue to get better. We've had a great five practices. Moline's not only had a great practice, they've had some great games. So we're in for a monumental test on Friday, the way Billups and Harding are playing.
I mean, there's so many things that I'd want to talk to you about the great defense, the winning plays, all those kinds of things. You said the five practices. What did you see in those five practices that made you really think that we had done some things to step up our game another level, turn the corner, so to speak, here tonight?
Well, I thought, our more vocal. I just my message after Taylorville was, at some point, we got to do whatever is needed to win. Whatever is needed, whatever it takes, whatever mantra you want to use, we've got to do whatever is needed to win the game. And tonight it was deflect a ball out of bounds with 1.67 seconds, 1.4. I didn't like that 1.4 on. It makes me nervous.
Yeah, that's not a good number now, right now.
Not a good number. That's right.
Or did we have to get five stops in the fourth quarter? We were able to get it, you know. Did we make all our free throws like we'd want to? You know, Keith, our best free throw shooter, he struggled a little bit from the line. Jalen missed a couple.
Nick makes two there big time.
Yeah, Nick Fields, you can't say enough about him. You know, he's had, obviously, you know, I mean, it's not a secret. His grandpa died over the weekend. A huge Silver Streak fan. You can tell it's crushed him. But he loves to play, loves to compete. He knows that's what his grandpa would want. And he comes out here and fights like crazy, and plays against one of the best kids he'll play against all year in Kreider. And
makes him earn everything
he
got.
And he made two free throws when nothing would go right for us. And he's an ultimate winner. He is, you know, what everybody that, you know, my son who's in sixth grade and all his teammates and everybody younger, that's who they should be striving to be. You know, because it doesn't matter. He is not the most talented basketball player. It doesn't matter what talent you have. If you're willing to put it on the line every single day, you know, you got a shot. You hear about, you know, Clemson says bring your own guts. Well, he brings them every day. And you know, he's the reason, you know, he's shooting 11% from three. He's 11%. And if he had a game-winning shot, we wouldn't even blink. He had it at UT and he missed. I hope UT sags off him next time. He won't miss twice, I bet.
And you and I have talked about the Fields boys and what winners and how you want one of those guys on your team all the time. To also talk about Mitchell, I mean, the job he did on Olden made him shoot shots that were contested another step further than what he wanted for some things. I mean, your defense tonight was as good as it gets.
Yeah, Olden had 30 against Rocky. I don't know what he ended up tonight, but he had 30 on Friday night against Rocky.
Eight.
And he had eight, and he had zero for a long time. And you know, we got caught in the foul game a little bit. You know, we were a little slow. I think both teams got a little tired. Both teams got their second win again. And I thought Mitchell was just tremendous. You know, it's been a long time since I haven't started our best defender. And it was time to get back to that, to be real honest. And without him and Nick guarding, we would have had no shot tonight.
This was a Mike Reynolds defensive game.
And Jalen, you know, I'll give Jalen a lot of credit. You know, that's a hard thing to do. To play off a guy and still help and still get back. And I don't know, had four or five blocks. He had to have close to 10 rebounds. And
he's wonderful in the low post.
And I tell him every day, they don't ask you how you scored them. They ask you how many they scored. And we ran a million plays for Grant to get the ball in the middle of the lane, and he got 1,900 of them. And not one person in the history I've been to Galesburg has ever said, well, how many threes did he make or how many free throws did he make? He put the ball in the hoop, and Jalen did a great job of that tonight.
I did want to ask you about Nick one more time. Mm-hmm. He got four fouls early in the third quarter.
Yeah.
He was on the floor, I think, the entire fourth quarter.
Yeah.
What was your message to him about how to guard Kreider and stay in the game?
Well, Kreider got a little comfortable with Nick out. I mean, that just no message, really. Nick's a winner. You don't have to coach winning plays with the guy that wants to win as bad as he does. And, you know, if you watch that 1.4 seconds left, and you saw his dad's reaction, his mom's reaction in the crowd at Taylorville, you'd see where he gets his winning attitude from, right? You know, I mean, that's where you get a winning attitude. It's not something you just have. It's you're born
with it. I've coached four Fields kids. I know where that is.
And I feel horrible. You know, I mean, Mark's here. Julie's, I'm sure, back with family. That was a win that I'm glad –
absolutely.
You know, Nick could have for that. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was a remarkable defensive performance on his part to guard Jared Kreider pretty much that whole fourth quarter and not foul out of the game.
Yeah, I just think that I'm proud. I'm just proud of our guys.
Yeah,
just,
great
just
win.
To go on the road and win a game like this, you know, I told the ref as they were before that craziness at the end, this is the best officiated game we had all year, and I thought it was. I thought those guys.
It was really good.
It was a physical game. They knew what to call and what not to call. I think it should be an intentional foul when they're fouling Shaq there at the end like that. But Gene said he went for the ball. So, you know, whatever. It was good. But you'd also feel a lot better if we just make two free throws.
That would always help, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We know you've always got something for the kids to work on. But enjoy this one tonight, Coach.
We're going to enjoy it. Pick up our
Absolutely.
Jimmy Johns on the way home and roll.
Congratulations.
Thank
Great
you, Coach.
Win.
See
Great
you guys
win.
Friday.
Great
you bet.
Win.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks defeating Morton on the road here, 52-50. We'll take a timeout, come back, look things over in the statistical category here as the Streaks go to 10-6 on the season. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's true. I do some of my best car shopping in the middle of the night. Put on my flannel jammies, grab a cup of cocoa, and start weighing my options. To clarify, I'm talking about GalesburgToyota.com. It's a great 24/7 resource to see everything we have on our lot. So when the sun comes up, you know exactly what you want to come test drive. And our market-based pricing makes our car buying experience as straightforward as possible. The price of each pre-owned vehicle is listed right on the website and right in the window. Haggle free. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project. Project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Let's give you our post-game statistics from Morton, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. 52-50 the final as the Streaks win over the Potters. How do the numbers shake out, partner?
We can't say enough about what a good ball game this was and how well both teams played on both ends of the floor, but especially on the defensive end. We were 17 out of 39 from the field, 43%, 4 out of 17 with a 3 ball for 25%. They were 14 out of 37 for 37%, 5 out of 10 for 50% from the 3 ball. And again, let's look back. Stats, you can make them do whatever you want, but this is one that doesn't lie. They only scored 14 field goals, and that's a credit to the defense we played here tonight, and that springboards us to the win. We out-rebounded them 29 to 24. And again, in a game like this where they're sly, very, very, very sly defensively, they anticipate getting the passing lanes. We only turn it over 8 times and only 3 times in the second half. They turned it over 10. A real classic high school basketball game.
Yeah, I mean, this one, had there been a huge crowd and a lot of noise in this game, that was the only thing missing that made it have that playoff feel just in the – just in the how hard both of these two teams played and the intensity that was going on here in this victory, and maybe a little bit more on our ends, because just inside secretly we're hoping so hard for these kids to find that signature win that they've been looking for this season. Free throw shooting, Morton was 16 out of 18 at the free throw line, and most of those by Jarrett Kreider, who finished 10 out of 11 at the line. Silver Streaks were 14 out of 25, just 10 out of 17 in the fourth quarter down the stretch, but enough to pull out the victory. For the Potters, Kreider was the leading scorer not only for them but in the game with 21. Again, all of those in the second half because of sitting better than 12 out of the first half, 16 minutes in the game to get the foul trouble. Eric Hansen finished with 13. Barrick Olden finished with 10. He led the Potters with 8 rebounds. Next up, Grant Goodeman and Riley Richards each with 3. Jack Brennan had 2. For the Silver Streaks, 3 players in double figures. Jalen McCants and Keith Cunningham each with 16. McCants with another double-double with 11 rebounds to go along with it. Eric Price finished with 13. He was tremendous coming off the bench for the Silver Streaks tonight. And he knocked down some big shots in the fourth quarter when the Streaks got that lead up to 7. Justin Endoff had 2 big free throws late in the fourth quarter for the Streaks. He finished with 4. Nick Fields hit those 2 big free throws late in the fourth quarter for his 2 points. And Quinn Anderson had a point. The free throw he knocked down in the fourth quarter was big at the time as well. 52-50 the final. We'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Final order of business from Morton, where the Silver Streaks come away with a huge victory on the road, 52-50. Our final order of business, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And Steve, I'll let you have the honors.
You know, there's a number of candidates here tonight.
No question.
And a great team effort. Jalen McCants was the best player on the floor. The defense that Mitchell Sampson played was terrific. And on and on and on. But I think crunch time and a key play in the game were the two free throws that Nick Fields made down the stretch to extend the lead and really make them play catch up. So tonight's Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Nick Fields. And as I've said many a times, Nick Fields and A.J. Fields and Chris Fields and Davey Fields could be on my team anytime. They're winners, and Nick showed that tonight. Great effort here, and you don't see all the value that he provides in any kind of score sheet. Great job. He's our Crunch Time Player of the Game.
In addition to the two free throws, I still come back to his defense.
Outstanding.
I mean, if anybody's ever seen Jared Kreider play, and we saw it here tonight, and I'm sure we don't do justice to the ability and the playmaking and the intelligence that kid has on the floor. But Nick, defensively, just
made
as much.
Made him work for everything that he possibly could get. And, again, forced him into situations where he was on the bench for a great deal of time, and who knows what the game would have been then.
I jotted it down in my running score. At 5:25 of the third quarter, Fields went to the bench with four fouls. So he had two in the first half. He picked up two in 2.5 minutes of the third quarter, sat the rest of the third quarter, and then was on the floor the entire fourth quarter.
Dogging him
like never
Matt.
Fouled out of the
yeah.
game.
Tremendous intelligence in basketball and athletic acumen.
So congratulations to Nick, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for tonight as the Streaks win it at Morton 52-50. Great win for the Streaks. They're 10-6 in the season. Morton now 13-5. Again, Streaks back in action at Moline, back into conference play Friday night. Want to remind you again of a little programming change. The girls will be playing that night as well in their own tournament, and that game will get started a little bit earlier. So Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson will have the Streaks girls basketball pregame coverage at 6:40 here on WGIL. Steve and I will have the boys game on 92.7 FM, The Laser, as we get underway from Wharton Fieldhouse.
From the Madison Square Garden of high school basketball.
Absolutely. Celebrating 90 years at Wharton Fieldhouse in the 50th year of the Western Big Six Conference. Mm. 50 years as of today. 50 years ago, they signed the bylaws and the Constitution. And the Western Big Six represented very well here on the road tonight with the Streaks' victory at Morton. Steve, we'll see you Friday night.
See you Friday night. Look forward to it, Brad.
On behalf of my Hall of Fame partner to the left, on behalf of James Noble at the downtown studios, thanks for being with us. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast, and we'll be back with you again from Morton Friday night, again on The Laser, 92.7 FM. Have a great rest of your evening. Streaks win a doubleheader, both the sophomores and varsity coming away with victories. Good night from the Potter Dome.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.